The fenced-in enclave of Seagate sits at the westernmost end of Brooklyn's Coney Island Peninsula, surrounded on three sides by the waters of Gravesend Bay and the Atlantic Ocean. Built more than 100 years ago as a summer retreat for some of Manhattan's most illustrious families, the Morgans, the Dodges, the Auchincloss's, the Vanderbilts, Seagate and its palatial homes constituted some of the first glimpses afforded to the new immigrants from Italy and Eastern Europe who rushed to the decks of overcrowded steamers as they entered New York Harbor. In 1933, the original clubhouse of Seagate's Atlantic Yacht Club burned down. Without a place to be catered to and seen, and as the allure of the city dimmed amid the Great Depression, patrician families gradually abandoned the area. Seagate would now attract some of the city's new arrivals, first-generation working-class families eager to escape the overcrowded neighborhoods of Brooklyn, then America's fourth-largest city, for their own home on the wishful shores of the ocean. In particular, Seagate became a middle-class haven for Jewish intellectuals, artists, and families. Lavish homes were torn down, replaced by single and two-family homes. Isaac Bashevis Singer, the famed Yiddish novelist, lived in Seagate, as did Beverly Sills, the world-renowned soprano who ultimately ran the New York City Opera, and Irwin Winkler, the Academy Award-winning producer and director. Even after the ultra-wealthy departed, trappings of its former prestige persisted. Access in and out of the half-square-mile Seagate community consisted of just two crossings, at Surf and Neptune Avenues. Even today, cars may enter only after a guard raises a reinforced barrier, and pedestrians must negotiate an elaborate turnstile that leads them to a security desk. Though it is a part of Brooklyn and New York City, the community maintains its own police department. A force of 30 peace officers protects the community's 8,000 or so residents. West 37th Street is the 3,000-foot-long north-south DMZ separating Seagate from the rest of Brooklyn and New York City. Three-quarters of the way up West 37th Street, behind a 12-foot-high chain-link fence topped off by barbed wire concertina and a sign warning no trespassing and no dumping, is Maple Avenue. When Jeffrey Edward Epstein was born on January 20, 1953, his parents, Seymour Epstein and the former Pauline Stolofsky, had been married barely more than a year. Jeffrey's paternal grandfather, Julius, came to the United States from Tsarist Russia around 1900. When he was naturalized as a citizen in 1906, he was working as a contractor, according to his immigration paperwork. In 1916, Julius married Bessie Tesher. The pair had two sons. Jeffrey Epstein's maternal grandparents, Max and Lena Stolofsky, arrived at Ellis Island in 1912. Max was a tailor and worked at a clothing factory in Manhattan. He would also work as a chauffeur at a furniture company, and later he was self-employed. Max and Lena had four daughters, including Pauline. Max was originally from Lithuania, Lena from Berlin. They fled the pre-First World War pogroms of Tsarist Russia and Eastern Europe and sailed into New York Harbor aboard one of the countless rickety steamers en route to Ellis Island. Most of Epstein's extended maternal family had stayed behind in Europe and perished in the Holocaust. A first-generation sense of patriotism in what many saw as the inevitable fight against Hitler suffused the Epstein side of the family. Seymour Epstein completed only 3 years of high school, enlisting in the U.S. Army on August 8, 1941, at Camp Yaphank in Suffolk County, 4 months before Pearl Harbor. Seymour's younger brother, Arnold, became something of a hometown hero after he left to fight in the Second World War in 1944 as a navigator inside a B-24 bomber. He would fly 51 missions over Italy and Romania with the Air Force 450th Bomb Group's 720th Squadron. After the war, Seymour Epstein worked for the New York City Department of Parks as a groundskeeper and gardener. Pauline, Jeffrey's mother, was a housewife who also had to work to afford the family a middle-class lifestyle. The pair were described by neighbors as simple and gentle people. Shortly before they were married, in January 1952, Seymour moved into an apartment with Pauline and her parents at 2992 West 31st Street in Coney Island. The apartment, which has since been destroyed to make way for public housing, was home to many working-class Jewish families at the time, including the family of Joseph Heller. Heller would live in the building with his widowed mother and two siblings shortly before he left for the Second World War in 1942. Like Jeffrey's uncle Arnold, Heller would fly B-25 bombers over Europe for much of the war, experiences that would shape Heller's novel Catch-22. Even after Pauline's parents died in the early 1950s, the couple would continue living in the apartment, even paying bills in Max Stolofsky's name until well after he died in 1954. The building would also be their home at the time of the births of both their sons, Jeffrey and Mark. After nearly a decade of living on West 31st Street, Pauline and Seymour were finally able to move into their own place in 1962, deciding to keep their family in Coney Island, though opting for a more middle-class neighborhood. Taking the middle flat in a triplex apartment building, in 1962, the Epsteins would finally make a home for themselves just a few blocks from where Pauline's parents had lived.